5 days a week at this time, Alka-Seltzer and the Municipal Broadcasting System bring you Jack Bailey and Queen for a Day.
Would you like to be queen for a day?
Yeah! Hello, hello from Queen for a Day, the Cinderella Show, transcribed in Hollywood. A royal queen is about to be elected from the five ladies seated at the candidates' table in the center of our stage. There's a panel of 16 ladies acting as the Grand Council. They choose the two finalists, and the audience will elect our queen in less than 30 minutes. And here's our master of queens, treasures and pleasures, your mutual friend, the Ragu Romeo, Jack What's Cooking Bailey.
Thank you very much, ladies, and welcome once again to Queen for a Day. Thanks a lot. Once more, our queen is going to have her fondest dream come true, believe me. She'll reign for 24 unforgettable hours in Hollywood, and she'll have more honors and treasures than she's ever dreamed of before in her whole life.
Yeah.
We'll start out with a luncheon for Her Majesty at the Nicodel. The Oak Room there is a favorite spot for Hollywood celebrities. Nick Slavik will help her order anything she wants. The Tanner Greyline limousine will take her sightseeing. Then we're going to drop her off at the House of Westmore. Purse Westmore and his experts will analyze her hair and complexion and give her a glowing Hollywood makeup and a brand new hairdo. Tonight, our queen will be escorted off Ventura Boulevard to the world-famous Sportsman's Lodge, a wonderful place out there. And Ray Fine and Dave Harlake will both conduct Her Majesty to the royal table in the glass room. She'll dine on the finest steaks and most delicious Caesar salad she's ever had. Every luxury and service of the Sportsman's Lodge will be at our queen's command. Then the queen is going dancing at the Bar of Music over on Beverly Boulevard. Between dances, she'll enjoy the songs of Paula Drake and Joaquin Garay. Now we're going to talk to our first candidate here, and we'll get a little acquainted with her and everything. And may...
I'm just about to freeze.
Yes, you're in Southern California. You can't do it. What's your name now before you freeze?
Mrs. Betty Nolenberg.
Mrs. Betty Nolenberg.
Yes, sir.
Where do you live now?
Los Angeles.
Now, I got a hunch that you're from the South, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Where are you from?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's wonderful. Have you lived out here long, or did you spend most of your life back
about
here?
20 years.
And then you spent a lot of your life back there. Mr. Nolenberg from there, too?
No, he's from Indiana. He's a Hoosier.
He's a Hoosier?
I married one of those Yankees, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're glad. Do you have any little Nolenbergers?
Yes, sir. I have a big one. 6'2". One son.
Is that so?
Uh-huh.
6'2"?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Is your husband tall?
He's 5'10".
Yeah, and now the sun towers over him.
Yes, sir.
What would you like if you're our queen?
Well, I'll tell you, my husband used to work nights. Now his hours have changed to days. And he's a janitor. And,
where does he work?
For the Coast Envelope Company.
Oh, yeah.
And he hasn't had a new suit of clothes, a full suit of clothes, in 7 years. Because he hasn't needed a suit of clothes, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, because we never get to go anyplace.
Oh.
All he needs is work pants.
Yes?
You hold on to my hand, because I'm about to...
I've got them both ready.
So now, I'd like to get a pair of pants to go with one of the coats. He could get by with it, but I'd like to have a whole suit, if you don't mind.
Well, I tell you what, I think we can arrange that, huh?
Because his hours have changed, and we'll be able to get out now more. Because he'll go to work now at 4:30 in the morning and get off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon instead of 2 in the morning, getting home at 4 in the morning.
You can have a lot of fun between 2 in the afternoon and heaven knows when, 4 o'clock the next morning.
And I'd like to have a...
What color are the pants that we could maybe get a coat to match with?
Brown. He's got a brown suit. He's had that 7 years ago.
Well, you wouldn't want one as old as that one Pearson is wearing, would you?
Well, just about his size. He wears a 38, I believe.
You mean your husband is a real big fat man who wears a 48?
Pouch there.
Yes, Ford certainly has a little pouch.
Today's his birthday. Oh, that's right. Today's his birthday. I forgot.
Well, wonderful. Well, what we'll do is...
He's 60 years old today. A little bit older than I am.
60 years old, and all he's got is a coat and no pants to go with it.
That's right.
Well, if you're elected our queen, we'll see that Mr. Nolenberger gets a whole new outfit with a hat and socks and everything else.
Oh, wonderful.
All right, thank you, and a lot of good luck. Thank you very much. Yes, sir. You know, Alka-Seltzer has a special surprise gift for our queen today. They selected it from that big 712-page department store, Spiegel Incorporated, the famous mail-order house in Chicago. And now tonight at 8 o'clock on Channel 2, all you folks throughout Southern California will see Queen for a Day on television. You'll all remember a couple of weeks ago on television, we elected a very lovely lady as queen, Mrs. Esther Harger. Now, when it came right down to ordering her new royal wardrobe, we were in quite a little trouble. So this is what we did. We sent to Indianapolis for the famous Lane Bryant style book for stout women. So ex-Queen Esther's special wardrobe will have Lane Bryant's slenderizing line. So we want to see you tonight at 8 on Channel 2. And now here's the lady up here, and you already had trouble today, bless your heart. What did you do? You cut your finger?
No, I think something bit me.
Oh, well. Hold your own there. What do you mean? Mosquitoes are not out yet, are they?
Well, I don't know. It might have been a spider. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, good luck. I hope it wasn't a widow. Tell me, Black Widow, I mean. What is your name now?
Verdina Hansen.
Mrs. Verdina Hansen. Mm-hmm. What part of the country do you hail from?
From Colorado.
Yeah? What town?
Longmont.
Somebody out there has heard it, baby. A random McNally fan. Longmont, Colorado. Where is that now?
30 miles north of Denver.
Good enough. Well, now, you live down here or just visiting?
No, I live here in Bellflower now.
Good. Do you like it down here?
Yes, I do.
What do you like best about Southern California?
Well, we don't have such cold weather as we do in Colorado.
That's right. It gets a little chilly, but it gets over it quick. What's Mr. Hansen do, Mrs. Hansen?
He works shipyards.
Yeah? Is he a laborer, or what's he doing?
Carpenter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, brother, he's busy all the time, isn't he? What do you want if you're our queen? Tell me that, will you?
Well, sir, I'd like to have a new rug. We've been having band practice twice a week for the last 2 years at our place.
And what band do you play in?
Well, I don't play, but my son does. He plays steel guitar in a Western band, and the kids about wrecked the place.
What do you mean, the kids? They come over there and dance?
Well, no, but they practice, and we've had two bands practicing there part of the time.
And they wore out your rug?
They wore out my rug and the divan and everything else almost.
What kind of a band practice they have over there?
Have to have few come along to listen to it.
Oh, you got to have an audience.
And before they get through, well, we've really got a party.
You mean those old hillbilly boys of yours, they beat it out so they get the stomping and the alleman left and the rugs have gone?
Well, they don't care so much about being called hillbillies, but they're Western swing, according to them.
Well, we must be very careful about that. I'm glad you straightened me out on that, because you can get in trouble with those fellows. You know, that's a wonderful thing, though, for you to open your house and let those kids come in there. They can't get in much trouble there.
Well, that was my idea when I took over the band practice proposition.
How many in the band, did you say?
Well, there's 8 in the band, but I've raised 10 kids, so I know that it takes quite a bit.
What do you mean you've raised 10 kids?
Well, I have 5 of my own and 5 stepchildren, and I've always been used to a bunch around. So
I
then
should
I
say
don't,
you have.
I don't bother with if there's half a dozen extra ones.
You all your life? Kids, huh? Well, that's a wonderful attitude, and I'll bet you're a swell mother to them, too. And if you're elected our queen, we'll get you a new rug. Don't you worry. We'll get one so darn thick that they can't beat their feet through that. Even how good the rhythm is won't matter, okay?
Well, if it's foggy, we just call up the kids' parents and say, well, they're going to stay here tonight. So I usually have 2 or 3 extra ones.
Maybe we better get you 2 rugs, one to cover the kids up. If you're elected our queen, that's what we'll do. How do you like that? Well, we've a special treat for today's queen. We have a personal letter from Director Robert H. Raines, Jr. Director Robert H. Raines, Jr. of the Universal International Radio and Television Department. He's the vice president out there, a very important man, and he's invited our queen out to the studio today. She's going to be guest of honor at the studio showing of the UI comedy sensation Francis, starring Donald O'Connor and Francis the Army Talking Mule, and directed by our very good friend Arthur Lubin. And now here is our third candidate. And your name, please?
Minerva Lincourt.
Minerva Lincourt. Now, you're a little nervous about this, are you?
Just a little.
Yes, good. If you're a little nervous, that's a healthy sign. Huh? Did you think you'd be broadcasting today?
No, I had no idea.
Oh, well, here you are doing it. Now, you're from where, Mrs. Lincourt?
Huntington Park.
Right now. Mm-hmm. Lived there most of your life?
Well, the last 12 years.
Well, we find out a little bit about you, if you don't mind. Do you have any little Lincourt?
Yes, I have a 9-year-old boy.
9? Oh, that keeps you busy.
Yes, it does.
And that's hard on rugs, too.
Hard on everything. Including mother.
Sure, but you love it. Tell me, what does Mr. Lincourt do?
He's a public accountant.
Yes, you mean he can... Yeah. Can balance books?
Yes, he does.
Is he,
He's very good at it.
Is he, has he got some shortcuts, shall we say, to, anything?
I don't think so.
Yeah. They got that plugged up pretty good this year, haven't they?
I wouldn't know much about it. You'd have to talk with him about that.
Well, I couldn't, because I don't know anything about it either. But I know we've got to pay it, and it's probably a good thing for the country. Mrs. Lincourt, what do you want if you're elected our queen? Will you tell me?
Well, we have a brother that we haven't heard from in about 7 years. And he has a family back in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And they say...
What town in Wisconsin?
Brantford, Wisconsin.
Now, what do you mean, a family?
Well, he has a wife and three boys back there.
Yeah.
They're grown, however.
Yeah, well, that helps.
But they all have small families of their own.
Yeah.
And they have no way of trying to trace him.
How long has it been?
It's been about 7 years.
Oh, my goodness. Where was he?
Well, he was working at the shipyards in... up here by Sausalito during the war.
Yeah.
Richmond, California.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And he was injured. He had a head injury while he was at the shipyards. And after
did
he was
they put
back,
him in the hospital?
He was in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And then after he went back to work, his mail started coming back. And
He at the time wasn't, the family wasn't with him?
No, his the boys were all in the service and his wife is back there.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't come out here.
Then they have heard nothing from him?
No, we haven't heard from him. I think it's been 7 years since we have, the last we heard from him.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't understand why we who are out here, I have a sister that lives here in California too, why we can't locate him since she's here in the same state as we are. And
well, that's a pretty tricky proposition. What's his name?
Ed Thorson.
Ed Thorson?
Uh-huh.
What's he like to do? Does he like to go out camping and things like that?
Well, no, he does love to do hunting. He always, back home, always went deer hunting in the fall of the year.
But they just haven't heard a word, and the letters come back.
Letters come back, unopened, unclaimed. Uh-huh.
Well, as I've said many times, and I'm very happy to say again, we have had a lot of success on our show.
I know you have. I've heard that. And I've tried several times to get tickets, and it just hasn't worked out just right. And we've tried other ways to locate him, and it just hasn't worked.
Well, if you're elected our queen, bless your heart, we'll see that old Nick Harris and his group down there go to right to work, and I just, I'm sure we'll do everything we can to get him.
I appreciate it just very much.
Well, thank you very much. Good luck to you. Thank you very much.
We have gifts today for every lady on our stage. It's a box of Turtles brand candy created by Demetz of Chicago. Her Majesty, our Queen, today will be presented with a beautiful red ribbon decorated box of Demetz candy, 5 pounds of delicious chocolate and caramel.
For each of the 5 royal ladies at the candidates' table, we have Elgin American's exclusive Queen for a Day compacts, which you ladies all over the nation have been writing us about. Everyone says how beautiful they are.
And now for the runner-up to our queen, after the voting is all over, we'll present her with a Corey knife sharpener that sharpens knives in seconds. And also this very modern chrome Corey automatic coffee brewer that makes the most delicious coffee you've ever tasted. Well, Jack?
Thank you very much, Fort. Now, I was admiring the models. And now we'll go back here and talk to this lady. You're candidate number 4. And who are you now?
Eva May Sayer.
Sayer? And you're from where?
Marysville, California.
That's where you live?
That's right.
Good enough. Where is Marysville now? It's up north from here, but how far is
about
that?
About 500 miles.
Oh, up by San Francisco.
On the other side, about 100.
North of there yet?
That's right.
How big a town is Marysville?
12,000 to 15.
Good. Who's the mayor? You know, there are more queen candidates running around this country don't know who the mayor of their town is. I guess women have gotten out of politics now. You just elected a new one?
Bew.
What'd you say?
No, his name isn't Bew. Bew's the
Bew. You looked at me and said, Bew, I thought. But... we won't worry about the mayor up there. What do you do? Do you belong to clubs and things like that?
Oh, sure. It's a Christian church.
Good. And what clubs do you belong to?
All the clubs that go with the church.
Well, that's one.
All.
Do you do quite a little church work?
Sure.
Good. And what church?
Christian church.
Oh, fine.
Marysville Christian Church.
Now, what's the preacher's name?
Eugene Sabin.
That you knew, didn't you? Well, we won't worry about the mayor. I bet you got to go to... What do you want if you're elected our queen, Mrs. Sayer?
Well, we have a stove in our kitchen. Our church burned down 2 years ago.
Goodness
we
sake.
Built the church back, but the stove is an army stove.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't hear each other when it's going because it has a blower on it.
Want to hear each other in the army, I guess.
That's right. But I'd like to see a new stove in the church kitchen.
Well, what do you know about that? What do you have, ladies' aid suppers and
yes.
things like that?
And we want to help pay for the church. That's the way we fix
then
dinners.
Different clubs come in and they pay you ladies and you cook the dinners.
That's right.
And I have had the best victuals I ever had in my life at those church suppers.
That's right.
Huh?
They're good.
What do you have, cream chicken and waffles?
Oh, everything.
I may go right to Marysville with you now and have one of those church suppers. If you're elected our queen, we'll get you a brand spanking new stove and I wish you a lot of luck, okay?
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot. There she is.
There's
candidate for today. First aid for headaches, that's Alka-Seltzer.
First aid for acid indigestion, that's Alka-Seltzer.
First aid for cold discomfort, that's Alka-Seltzer.
These are cold-catching days, as you well know, if you have a cold right now, or if some member of your family has a cold. But there's relief for cold discomfort if you'll just remember Alka-Seltzer and the ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. Now, here it is. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it at once for fast relief from the ache all over, feverish misery of a cold. B, be wise, beware of drafts, be careful of your diet, and be sure to get plenty of rest. And C, comfort the raw, raspy, sore throat caused by your cold. Just dissolve 2 Alka-Seltzer tablets in a quarter glass of warm water and use this as a soothing gargle. So keep Alka-Seltzer handy always, especially during the cold-catching season. Get Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. It's priced at 30 and 60 cents, the package. You'll never run out if you follow Jack Bailey's wise advice. Now listen.
Remember, when your tablets get down to 4...
Some
more what? Now, here we have our fifth candidate, and it's going to be a pleasure to talk to you, too. We've had a lot of fun today so far. Who are you now?
Sophie Campy.
Who?
Sophie Campy.
Sophie Campy. Campy. What is that? What nationality is that?
That's Spanish.
Spanish with an I. It ends in an I, huh? Are you a señorita yourself?
No.
Where are you from?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York. Good for you. Well, what are you doing out here? Visiting or what?
Well, visiting.
Yeah? Who are you visiting? This is a microphone I have. It's not a gun. You're from Brooklyn. You trust nobody. I put this microphone in your face to talk to. That's all there is to it. Now, who are you visiting out here? Your sister, your mother? Or
my sister.
Good. And you going back to Brooklyn?
I hope so.
You wish you were there now, maybe. What do you do when you're back there?
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
What's all right? What do you do? Do you have a job?
I'm a housewife.
You're a housewife and you keep house. What's your hubby do back there?
He works in the Navy Yard.
Well, good enough. Now, what do you want if you're elected our queen, Mrs. Campy?
Well, before marriage, I had a beautiful figure, and
so did I.
Due to my baby's illness, and since I had the baby, I came very fast.
Oh.
I weigh over 200.
That's all right.
And I like to surprise my husband.
He's not out here with you?
No. I like to surprise him back east with to be a little slimmer, to lose a little weight.
You would like to leave something out here when you go home. Now, wait a minute. How long are you going to be here?
2 months.
2 months. Well, let me... 2 months. We'd have to use a buzzsaw in 2 months. Wonderful things out here, and it must be done scientifically. You know you can get good and sick if you don't do that right. You know that.
Well, I tried a doctor, but Tilt didn't agree with me.
No?
So I was thinking Miss Stewart to work it off me.
Sure. Well, that's the easy way. You lay down and let them beat on you a while, and you lose weight. That would be good for a lot of us up here on the stage just standing like that. If you're elected our queen, Miss Campy, Mrs. Campy, that was a cute stunt to do on your husband. We'll do our very best. We know several places, and if you're elected our queen, we'll start hammering and hacking and see what we can do, all right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and good luck. That's the last royal candidate for today. So you ladies of the Grand Council, please decide on your favorite. Vote for the one you think should be our queen. The two candidates with the most votes will be named as finalists and voted upon by the audience.
Alka-Seltzer is going to outfit our queen today in a whole new wardrobe of clothes and jewelry. So let's see what they've selected.
Award-winning styles from Serban of Cleveland will be Her Majesty's wardrobe. These three dresses are all washable.
Hey,
the navy blue linen is sleeveless and tied with a white belt. The Serban golfer is lemon yellow with a snappy matching cap. And for summer, this one-piece cotton with a checked skirt and eyelet top.
Black gabardine is the fabric used for her all-important suit. The new short jacket is a design by an artist of Dallas. Her Majesty will receive 6 pair of Acme Almondized Beauty Skin gloves, Egyptian cottons, and imported leathers. Their special process helps keep your hands soft and smooth. Evans styled the leather handbag, filling it with important accessories, and the wonderful Evans automatic cigarette lighter will always be handy.
Viola Dimmitt created this all-nylon dress in a jaunty sailor style. It's real cute. The material is washable and never needs to be ironed. Wrinkles may be rubbed out with a damp cloth. I wish that would work on my head. David Arden of Beverly Hills will design a custom-made hat for our queen today, too.
And here are royal jewels for the Queen, the official Queen for a Day pin created by Joan Castle. And Coro, jewelers to America's best dressed women, designed a gold-filled charm bracelet with a big bob for her initials. And here's a gleaming and glowing simulated pearl necklace, hand-knotted and finished with a white gold clasp. This is Delta's new boudoir necklace, the plastic jewel chest.
Her Majesty will have the correct watch for the correct time with this 14-karat gold Helbros wristwatch. Yeah. Her king will receive the popular Helbros Wind-O-Matic watch. And these are the royal jewels and clothes for Her Majesty, today's queen. Now, here's her beautiful Douglas dinette set in chrome. Five graceful pieces for her breakfast nook, a nice set for her home. And you'll reign in your home, whoever you are, in truly American style, listen to a boo and ah. Yeah. Because here's a beautiful 53-piece service of American dinnerware designed for American living by a member of the United States Potters Association. You see cups, saucers, butter, and dinner service plates in rich design to grace your dining room table forever. The famous vacuum cleaner that does more household chores, the big Filter Queen bagless home sanitation system, goes to Her Majesty today. And here's a royal treasure for the Queen that means modern sewing ease for her forever. It comes to her with a lifetime guarantee from the Gelman Manufacturing Company of Rock Island, Illinois. Here's the Queen's modern full-size Sew Gem sewing machine with Susie, the miracle rotary hook. See this handsome walnut table? You open the top, and there's the Queen's rotary electric Sew Gem with a right-hand bobbin and the synchromatic drive. She'll have a full set of attachments to go with her Sew Gem. Now we're going over here. We're going to meet the lady on the Grand Council that has the vote tabulation. What's your name, please?
Bertha Bradley.
Thank you, Mrs. Bradley. Who are the finalists now?
2, 3, and 4.
Oh, 2, 3, and 4 are the finalists. All right. Say, Pearson.
Yes, Jack.
I wonder, I'm going to ask the ladies a question, and I hope you got the answer to it. You suppose you have?
Well, I hope I have.
Well, let's try, Quiz Kid. Does a headache ever come along to slow you ladies down or spoil something special you've planned?
I got it, Jack.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
Ladies, the next time that happens, remember Alka-Seltzer, first aid for headaches. Yes, just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water, listen to it fizz for a few seconds, and then drink this sparkling solution. Alka-Seltzer offers really fast relief from a headache because it's already dissolved before you take it. And that means its dependable pain-relieving agent, sodium acetyl salicylate, is ready to go to work instantly. And Alka-Seltzer's effervescence, Alka-Seltzer's fizz, speeds this pain-relieving action, thus bringing you really fast relief. No wonder so many thousands take Alka-Seltzer for headaches. It's the way to fast relief. It's first aid. Try it once, and we believe you'll never be without it in your home. Remember, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
It's up to the swell audience we have here in the auditorium to choose between our finalists. Today, the finalists were 2, 3, and 4. Number 2 was Mrs. Verdna Hansen. And, she has the swing westerners at her home. 8 people, 8 little kids and some more of their friends come in. And they practice an orchestra in there. And they done stomp the rhythm out and her rug with it. She would like a new rug so these folks can practice in their home and not get on the street and raise thunder. Number 3 was Mrs. Minerva Lincourt. Now, she has a brother who was injured in Richmond, I believe, and his family in the East are very anxious to get a hold of him. They haven't heard from him in 7 years, and it's very important because he has a family back East who are desperately anxious to hear from Mrs. Minerva Lincourt's brother. That was number 3. Number 4 was Mrs. Eva Mae Sear, who is from Marysville, California, and they had an accident up there. Their church burned down, and now the Ladies' Aid and their groups would like to raise some money, and she would like a range for her church up there in Marysville. Now, that's the story of all 3 of them. Please do not whistle or shout. Simply applaud. There's the applause indicator over the throne, and here we go in the order that came to the microphone. Your applause only for number 2, Mrs. Verdna Hansen, number 2. Your applause for number 3, Mrs. Minerva Lincourt, number 3. Your applause only for number 4, Mrs. Eva Mae Sir. Between number 2 and number 4, we have a tie between number 3. What is it? Between 2 and 3, all right. Your applause only for number 2, Mrs. Verdna Hansen, number 2. Your applause only again for number 3, Mrs. Minerva Lincourt. Number 3. Number 3. Number very much. Number three, Mrs. Minerva Lincourt of Los Angeles, who has had the sister of the brother up in Richmond, who has sort of gone for a while, has been gone for 7 years, and is very anxious to contact you. Mrs. Lincourt, you are no longer Mrs. Lincourt, because Fort has you all set now in the crimson and velvet and ermine robe. But now, for the most thrilling moment of all, I crown you Queen Minerva. Queen for a day. Yes, we have something perfectly beautiful for you to start out with. Here's a maiden waiting. She's going to bring you a fragrant bouquet of 4 dozen beautiful red roses from Hal Chester's Flower Shop in Hollywood. They're perfectly beautiful roses in there for you. And your own sterling silver scepter was created by the International Silver Company.
And to help keep you as happy as you are right now, you'll have a whole year's supply of Alka-Seltzer.
And now I'll tell you what, Mrs. Lincourt, you said you're a mother, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Now, you're going to give me a minute or two. You understand how this other mother feels. She's had, as far as I can remember, 16 or 20 kids she's been raising. All the time she's got a batch of kids, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to haul off and see that she gets a rug. Don't you think she ought to have
one? Well, I think I will.
All right. That's what we'll do. Verna Hansen, don't you worry. Let those jitterbugs stay in off the street and have a lot of fun. And I'll tell you what, Alka-Seltzer's going to see that you receive a rug that will take a lot of hard wear, and those kids can dance or beat the band or whatever they want to do. And they can sit down on the floor and play, too. This rug will be that good because we're going to select a reversible chenille rug for you out of that big 712-page catalog of Spiegel Incorporated, the famous mail-order house in Chicago. And we'll see that you get a good, sturdy pad to go underneath it, too. You can pick out the color that will go with your son's guitar or anything you want. Don't worry about it. Now then, Queen Minerva, your wish, as we were talking about a while back, was to locate your brother, Edward J. Thorson?
Thorson, that's right.
Thorson. What was his job up there, do you remember?
Well, he worked on the ship, but it's been so long ago that I really couldn't tell you the particulars. However, his family can very well.
But all those records would be available.
Oh, yes, surely. I have addresses here, too. And I have letters from
now,
that.
Didn't you say you lived here?
I live in Huntington Park.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we can all get together with Nick Harris. Well, I'll tell you what. The detective agency will go right to work on this for you, and I'll just bet you that they can locate him. And when the show is over, we'll have a nice long talk about that, and we'll get Nick Harris right on it, okay?
Okay, that's wonderful.
And if you'll say his name again real loud.
Edward J. Thorson.
And he was in Richmond, California.
That's right.
And what's his folks' name back there?
Thorson.
It's the same one?
Yes, it's.
And what are his sons' names?
Wilbur, Morris, and Maynard.
And they're all grown up?
They're grown boys and are married.
And they were in the Army during
they
the war?
They were all three of them in service
and
when he came out here to go to work in the shipyard.
I see. Wonderful. Well, we'll go right to work, and you cheer up on it. And now I'll tell you what, you're going to have some fun, too, as being the queen, and you look an awful lot like you're relieved, and we're happy for you, and the excitement and thrills of your 24-hour reign has just begun. Now this is Jack Bailey speaking for Alka-Seltzer, who makes the queen's happiness possible, saying goodbye and wishing we could make every woman in America queen for every day.
Dinner is served.
Time to eat. Soup's on!
No matter how you say it, it's mealtime in America. And mealtime is vitamin time. Put that one-a-day brand multiple vitamin bottle on the table and make sure everyone in your family takes vitamins every day. Don't take chances. You buy overcoats and warm clothing as insurance against winter's cold and snows. So why forget your wintertime vitamin insurance? Let one-a-day brand multiple vitamins safeguard your family this winter. Only $2 for 60 capsules, a 2-month supply. Don't forget, ask your druggist for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules. Green for a Day, the Cinderella Show transcribed, is heard Monday through Friday at the same time over the full facility of the Mutual Network. This is Fort Pearson speaking from Hollywood.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.